Just Jen. Yeah. Every nation, every tongue comes together through the sun. Put our faith in the King, Jesus Christ, he's the one. We were dead, we were lost, but his blood set us all free. We don't need a building, we the church, we a family.
Yeah, we a family, come and see the working of his majesty. Brothers and sisters in unity, internationally, come and join the search. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the church.
One by one, let your kingdom come.
Come on.
From the top to the bottom, from a slave to a son.
Top to the bottom,
We got a new heart, got a new start.
517.
All around the world, we're doing our part.
All right.
One by one, let your kingdom come.
Whoa. All right.
Hey everyone, welcome back. It's so good to have you today. I'm Tandeka.
And I'm Dan.
How amazing is this new studio? Just take a look, guys. How amazing.
So as much as we've got a new studio, which was our kids' room from last week, which is amazing, it is also Father's Day today.
And guess what? We've got a father in the house. Well, actually not to one, but like you guys actually have like a little farmyard almost, hey? Coming to think of it.
She called my children animals.
No, like, they have like an abundance of kids, like literally. A troop, a little troop, I think. Some would know by.
But based on that, we also have Andrew Selly, who we know planted the church. He's a father to all of us in a spiritual sense, and he's got a message for all of us fathers in Josh Jen. Andrew, take it away.
Hey Josh Jen, so today is Father's Day, and a big shout out to all the dads out there who are really called to reflect God, his government, his heart, his kindness, his leadership into the communities that God has entrusted them, their local families. And so to each one of you dads, you fathers, we want to honor you today. We want to thank God for you. We want to thank God for the way you reflect Jesus to each one of us. And we pray God's richest blessing upon each one of you. And that this year, we as fathers will grow more and more to reflect the nature of our God and to build healthy families that will honor the King, that we would reflect his kingdom into the nations of the world. And so bless each one of you as dads. I pray for each of the families. Gather around your dads, gather around your fathers. Bless them, love them, honor them, for this is pleasing to the Lord. And let's make their days really special as those who are called to lead our families into the fullness of God's purposes.
So on the back of that message from Andrew, we're going to go into worship now. And straight from worship, we're going to go into a preach. And I wanted to encourage us that worship in this context in our online service is not sit back and watch, but actually to actively participate and get involved. So Tandeka is going to give you a bit of a timeline, and we're going to go into worship now together.
So grab some space, make some room. It's about time to get into worship. So 30 seconds starts now.
Is the point in
We came to worship you. Oh, we came to worship you. Such a good, good Father. Such a good, good Father. Such a good, 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 good Father.
Our Father God, we come before you this morning with open hands and open hearts, Lord, to feel your embrace. We thank you that your Spirit is with us. Just feel if you sitting at home there, before we go into this time of worship through song, that the Lord wants to open our hearts. He wants to activate us into His presence. He wants to wrap His arms around us. And so could I just ask you just to open your hands or lift your hands, or if you can kneel, just spend a few moments just waiting on the Spirit of the living God to come to love in us this morning. We love You, Lord. We love You, Father God. We love what You're doing. And Lord, we believe this morning that You are going to change us from the inside out. So here we are. We're ready. We're waiting. We're longing for more of You.
I love You, for Your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in Your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life, yeah, and all my life You have been faithful. And all my life You have been so, so of the goodness of God. Woo!
Love Your voice.
I love Your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, You were close like no other. I've known You as a father. I've known You as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. Oh, and all my life You have been faithful. And all my
good, such a good, good Father.
I love you, Lord. For your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Oh, Father, thank you. And you're a good, good Father. Thank you that you're faithful. That your ways are so much higher than our ways. Your thoughts so much greater than ours. We love you, Lord. Maybe where you are right now, whether it's in your living room or in your bedroom, just tell him how much you love him. Just allow him to come and pour his love on you as well. One thing that we love about our God, our Father, is that he's a massive, loving, compassionate, full of mercy God. And that right now, wherever you are, his Spirit wants to work in your heart. And we believe that he wants to draw you closer into his presence this morning. And in preparation and in waiting on the Holy Spirit, we felt that he wants to do something of a restoration in us this morning. And the one thing that we love about him is this, that he created everything. He's all-powerful, all-knowing, yet he loves the individual. And right now where you are, there's a few people that have bitterness in their hearts. There's an unforgiveness towards a father or a father figure because of hurt or abuse. And what we do so often is we translate that onto God, our Father, who's actually the perfect Father. And it's a really big deal if we're seeing the Heavenly Father as we saw our earthly fathers. And this morning, through the Spirit, we're really feeling like Jesus has come to reconcile first of all, us to him, but then us to one another. He's given us the ministry of reconciliation. And I want to pray for us this morning, trusting that wherever you are in the world, that the Holy Spirit comes and touches you and gives you his forgiveness so that you can forgive those fathers who have let you down or have hurt you, and that there'll be a freedom that comes from this moment in your life. Because without forgiveness, we can't experience the forgiveness of the Father from heaven. So I want to pray for you. And if that is you, and specifically, I saw in the Spirit, there was somebody or a group of people that around about the ages of 10 to 12, something happened massively between you and a father figure, or you and your biological father. And that moment, you remember it right now as the Spirit brings you back to that place. You remember the hurt. You remember the distance that it created in you. And I'm really feeling the Spirit wants to break that in your life today, that there'll be a freedom from that. And that once you've seen your father through anger and through bitterness and through hurt, you'll be able to see him in a whole different light. And there'll be forgiveness and reconciliation. So I want to just pray for you this morning before we transition into our next song, and really just trust the Spirit to bring us and activate us into a place of freedom. So I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to just give over to Merv again. Father God, we pray right now that your Spirit comes upon those who this word is relevant to. Lord, I sense their pain, their brokenness. Lord, I know, Lord, how hard it is for them to let go. But Lord, I'm comforted that you were willing to send your son Jesus to die on a cross so that we could experience freedom in this. So right now, Spirit of the living God, we pray that you'll just come in and touch each heart, bring freedom, bring a new love, reconcile one to another right now, Lord. Lord, those that are battling, I can see there's a few just going, I can't get there. Can I just encourage you? You can, because of what Christ has done for you. So Lord, right now, if the enemy has a grip on their hearts, just come right now, break those chains, Lord. Break those chains, Lord. Just bring a sense of your freedom and your love and your grace and your mercy upon them right now, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Bring that peace that transcends all understanding in. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We love you, Father. Lord, I can see in the Spirit just chains being broken, hardened hearts being ripped, and new hearts being put in place. Lord, thank you, God. Thank you, God. And we'll continue to trust as we continue to worship in song that you will continue to soften us as we focus on you. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Love you, Lord.
Only you can heal. So I give to you my broken heart. Only you can set me free. So I give to you my broken heart. Come. Come with your presence. You're more real than the wind in my lungs.
I'll lift your hands and say, Abba, I belong to you. Make that declaration today as you give him your pain and your brokenness and your love, to say, Abba, oh, and Abba. I belong to you. With everything inside of you, just sing it. Everything inside, say Abba. Yes, Father. Oh, you are my home. I'm running to you. I'm running to you. You are my home. There's healing in you. There's deliverance in you. There's freedom. Home.
You're my real wind in my lungs. I feel your presence. You're my real, and the ground standing on. Just look into his eyes and up. I belong to you. Just one more time. Oh, it moves his heart. That little word, Abba. And Abba, Daddy, I belong to you.
Father, we want to thank you that your spirit is moving, that supernaturally around the world you are moving and shifting hearts, bringing us back to a place of intimacy with you, touching and healing and changing from the inside out. Just feeling one more word for the fathers out there. I'm a dad, and so often it's hard to be a dad because we mess it up. You know, we try our hardest and try to love our kids and our wives, and just sometimes we just miss it. And I, in this worship time, I'm just trying to hear the Spirit and where He's leading us. And I think there's been an amazing breakthrough in those that have had hurt from a father. But I really felt like the Lord whispered in my ear that there's mercy and grace for us as fathers when we've messed up. And part of our DNA in Josh Jen in our church is that we live in a light. And I felt like there's an activation for us as dads. If you're feeling like you're a dad and you're not quite cutting it, can I just say this? I feel like there's mercy and grace on you because the Lord knows you're trying your hardest. But a wonderful way of breaking that into our families and leading our wives better and loving our kids better is just to go to them. Often I'll go to my wife and my kids and go, babes, speaking to my life, you got to man up there because it's quite hard sometimes. But like, where can I change? Where am I messing up? Where am I not showing God's love for you? And sometimes it's really cutting because you're like, oh, I just didn't see that. But that's an amazing way of just living in the light. You know, Jesus, live in the light once another, and then we'll have true fellowship. And as we end this time of just song and worshiping from our hearts, I just love to pray for our dads, as it's Dad's Day here in South Africa, that if you are feeling like this as a father, that there'll just be this new grace and mercy. And as we open our lives to our wives and our kids, that we will lead our families in the way that will honor and bring a greater smile to God. So Merv, can I do that, man?
As we end, man.
And if you want to add anything.
I feel something, and then you can go into prayer. I just, as Brett was speaking, I kept hearing the Father saying, there's a dad this week. And in your heart, you just said, I'm a terrible father. Just a terrible father. And I feel the Father wants to bring a correction to you. I feel He wants to say to you today, no, you're not that, you're good. And you want to just, I felt in my heart, you're disqualifying yourself from the Father's smile, even this morning. And I feel the Father wants to say to you, come home. Just come home. Come back to my smile. I'm proud of you. You are good. I'm proud of you. And I pray that you would take these words and let them be like medicine to your broken heart. And I pray that for you in the name of Jesus.
Father, for that father and for the others that are feeling similar. We just ask right now, even as they may fall on their knees and weep before you, Lord, that there will just be a freedom that comes out of that. Lord, that as they rise after this moment, they'll never be the same again. Lord, that they'll be, in a sense, models and a picture to those around them of what a good father looks like. Oh, Lord, we thank you for what your Spirit has done in and through us this morning. We do love you, Lord. You are our Abba Father. We are so privileged and so grateful to be called part of your family, be called children of the living God. We love you. We love what you're doing. And we want to honor you in this time. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amazing King. But more than that, a glorious Father.
And so what a wonderful time of just worshiping the Lord in song and spirit. And we really just trust for those that the Spirit touched, those who had a sense of forgiveness or wholeness. We're stoked for you and we're really excited. And we're hoping in this time, as we just share from God's word, that we will back what God did in the worship time with theology. And so my name is Brett. I'm one of the elders in Josh Jen. And
my name's Adam. And I work with Brett in Edgemead, Josh Jen.
Great friend of mine. We've known each other for many years and it's a great joy for us to just do this together. So maybe you sitting there going, man, God's done something in my heart when it comes to forgiveness and reconciliation. Or maybe you're a father and one of those guys we prayed about going, man, I've messed this up. I'm not a good dad. We want to just ground this time in God's word, as I said. And if you want to just turn to Luke 15 from verses 25 to 31, we have this amazing story that Jesus tells, a parable about a father with two sons. And so you see there's a younger son and an older son, and the father loves them equally. The one is very religious. As you read the story, you'll see he's trying his best. He's doing everything that his father wants him to do, but inside he's still holding that he wants the father's things, but not the father. On the other hand, and he's the son that we mostly focus on, he rebels and he runs away and he takes his inheritance and he ends up messing his life up and eventually coming back. And this morning we want to look at that and ground what we want to say in God's word when it comes to, it's not about what the Father can give us necessarily. It's about a relationship with the Father. And that's the important thing about being a Christian and about understanding forgiveness and reconciliation and all the things that God started to do through the worship time.
With those two boys, the one did ask, but in a sense asked wrong. He just asked for the stuff so he could have it for himself, so he could go off and do his own thing. The other son hadn't asked. And actually, at the end of the story, we hear the father saying to him, but you never asked. Yeah. When he's complaining, you threw a party for my brother and my brother's now had the fatted calf killed and all this stuff. The older brother, the father says to him, but you never asked for those things. If you'd asked for those things, they would have been yours. And Jesus talks about this when he's introducing the Holy Spirit to the disciples in John 16. And he says, in that day, you will ask the Father. He says, and don't think that I'm going to ask for you, but actually the Father himself loves you. And it's such an amazing truth that the Father himself loves you. And that's why he wants us to interact with him. That's why he wants us to have a relationship with him. And it's almost like that adopted into his family. He's now our Father, and we need to respond to him as a father and not just as God or not just as the creator or not just as our master, but actually there's a unique relationship which we have the privilege of joining, which is the relationship with him as a father.
Absolutely. I think living as a good father on earth and understanding the father's love, there's a middle ground. And we see these two sons. The one is religious. So what you're saying is Christianity is not a tick box thing. It's not like, okay, God's in heaven and I'm scared of him in a sense and I have to do my life like that. That's just a religious system and we're going to fall away. We're going to end up like the older son who actually was lost at the end of the story, which is quite hectic. But we can't go so far to be just open and free to do whatever we want, to live as we want. We have to kind of find that balance to love the Father and respond to him well. And I think that's what you're saying so, absolutely, so amazingly there.
I mean, like during the worship, you had a word about people who'd had a bad or a negative experience with their earthly fathers. And so often in church, when we're talking about God as the Father, it's hard for us to process that if we haven't had a good earthly experience of a father. And the writer to the Hebrews picks up on that, Hebrews 12:6, and he says, the Lord disciplines the one he loves. He's quoting from the Old Testament. And he says, if you're not disciplined, and everyone does undergo discipline, then you are not legitimate, not true sons and daughters at all. And there's this sense of some of us have a negative thought about fathers because we've had a negative experience of fathers. But we mustn't let that then allow us to hide almost from the discipline or the correction of God, and not to hide from the fact that yes, there will be rules. A good dad has rules. A good dad sets boundaries for his children because he loves them. I think some people coming into Christianity, they see it as a religion of things I can't do anymore. Like, we've all heard those testimonies where someone says, like, I used to be a party animal. I used to get drunk on weekends. You know, I slept around. I did all this stuff. And then I met Jesus and my life has never been the same. It's like, man, if that's what it is, you know, like suddenly we met our dad and there's rules. But it's not that. It's that he loves us enough to put boundaries in place to save us. That actually, without those boundaries, we're dead. We're lost.
That's amazing. And like, if you think about it, like every time I've heard this scripture preached, it's always been focused on the prodigal son more so than anything else. But just imagine what the father was feeling. He's got a son and I'm a dad. I know when my kids are kind of like hurting me without trying to hurt me. You know, they're rebelling or they're doing something that they know is going to hurt me. I mean, let's look at the father. You mean he's got two sons. One's run away in a pigsty. Prostituted his inheritance. He's got another son that he can probably go, flap, this guy's just doing it because he wants my riches.
He's just waiting for me to die.
Basically, which is like the most terrible thing as a dad. And so like, you just imagine this father. But what I love about the story is, and it's a picture of God, the good father to us, and that's through the worship came out nicely, is every day he was looking on the horizon. Every day he was hoping that his sons would love him for who he was and come back to him. And on that day, he saw his son far away. What did he do? He wasn't disgruntled. He wasn't, oh, I've messed this up. He pulled up his dress skirt thing. I don't know what they call it. I don't know what they call it. His robe, much better word. And in those days, old men, it was indignant for them to run. So picture this. There's this father who loves his son so much, even though he's been hurt terribly by him. Takes his robe, runs to him. But not only that, he embraces him, kisses him, and there's this wonderful scripture right at the end, Luke 15:31. He says, my son, the father said, you are always with me, and everything I have is yours. The best robe, the best rings, the sandals, the fatted calf, the party. And isn't that what adoption is? Isn't that what a good father does?
And I think it's that thing of, for us to really appreciate what it means to become a child. That if in our adoption, we always go, well, let me talk to Jesus about this. Actually, Jesus never said he was dying so we could have a relationship with Jesus. He didn't say that he was dying so that we could know him. He said, this is eternal life, to know the Father and the Son whom he sent. And and when he's talking in John 16, he's saying, it's the Father himself who loves you. Like, and you've got an adopted child as well as a natural born child. And I mean, you'd know, like, if as your adopted child only ever spoke to you through your natural born child, you'd be heartbroken. You'd be like, man, like, why don't you treat me like a dad? Like, why are you not relating to me in that way?
Right.
And that's what Jesus is saying in John 16. He's saying, get with the program. Understand this, that God himself loves you. He really wants a relationship with you. And it's not about just get to know Jesus and God remains a mystery. It really is get to know God as your father.
Absolutely.
And that's, it's beautiful.
And what you've said is so true. It's happened to me quite a lot where Wesley, who we love, is our first son, but adopted, often used to speak through Bethany, my daughter, who is our biological. And that process has come through over and over. And I've seen it just because there was a gap and we're learning to love each other. And a funny story, actually, we sometimes in the mornings, I'm a night owl, so mornings are not my best. And I think similar to me.
Same.
And sometimes my kids jump into bed, and I remember the one morning particularly, because it stood out, and we learned a lesson about God the Father, is I was like wedged right on the edge, and Wesley had the rest of the big side of the bed, and Bethany was on that side, and he kicked her off. And so she ended up like with me almost falling off the bed, and I heard him go, ha, 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 I've got so much of the bed.
Yeah.
And I think she was like 3 or 4. She just shouted back, ha, 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 you might have the whole bed, but I have I'm my dad's face, you know.
Yeah.
I'm face to face with him because we were so close.
Yeah, yeah.
And in that moment, and she wasn't saying like, I've got your face like this face, because that would be weird.
Yeah.
But I remember him going, oh, flap, I've got all this real estate, but my dad's
my
back.
Dad. Yeah, well, I've got his back to me.
And then we like, he realized that she realized what she said. I was like, flap, that's a really good illustration of not wanting what the father has, but rather wanting the father. And he burst into laughter.
Yeah.
I gripped them both and I held them tight and I said, yes, sir, I just love you guys both. You know? And that was an amazing moment of this thing coming through. I'm always with you. You're always with me. I'm your father.
Absolutely.
I love you. I want to adopt. I want you to treat you the same regardless of where you've come from.
I mean, literally, he wants to treat us the same as Jesus.
Totally.
Without the whole dying thing. Like, Jesus died so we don't have to. Like, literally, he loves us with the same love that he loves Jesus, his only begotten son.
Absolutely.
And that is just amazing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so I think just drawing to a close and coming to end off this section, this moment, I think it comes down to how do we respond to the Father first of all. And again, some of that's been already done in our worship time. But as we go into the weeks and the months, it's not about a moment thing. It's about a continual growing in who the Father is to us, and then how we respond to our own fathers and to each other. And so we see in the story, it's an amazing thing. The younger son who comes back responds well to the father.
Yeah.
He allows the father to embrace him and to bless him and to give him grace. But sadly, we see the older not being able to mentally come around to that or emotionally come around to that. And it's sad. He's, in a sense, lost. And so as we draw to a close, maybe you can just lead us and land us in a place so we can maybe just respond and continue to respond to what God is doing.
Well, one of my favorite passages is from Ephesians 1, verses 4 and 5. And it says, even before he made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in his eyes. God decided in advance to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through Jesus Christ. This is what he wanted to do, and it gave him great pleasure.
Mm.
And the truth is, the whole of history, it has extended through the ages for this one simple purpose, that God, before it all began, had decided he saw you, he wanted you, he wanted to adopt you into his family. And it could be you're here today, you're with us and you're watching and you know that and you've responded to God. And like Brett's been saying, maybe there's an opportunity to understand him better as your father or to go into a deeper place of really embracing him as your father. But it's also possible you're watching us today and you don't know God as your father. And I want to provide an opportunity right now for you to come to a place of knowing him as your father. There's a number on the screen and there's people ready to pray with you. And we are going to pray now, but this is something that sets you on a journey. So it's not the end. It's not just that we say, okay, you can be my dad, and then we never talk to that dad again or never get to know the family. Now, this is a journey that we begin at this point and then continues for the rest of our life. And so if you really want to respond to God this morning, it works very simply that Jesus died for us. That's what the Bible tells us. It says that he came as a sacrifice. God was angry with our rebelliousness, with our sinfulness, and yet Jesus came and he took that anger. He took all the anger of the Father so that the anger of God was satisfied in Jesus, and that we could then respond to him and we could say, thank you, Jesus, for what you've done. And we can come to the Father and we can actually know him as our dad and have a relationship with him. And so if that's something you'd like to do this morning, I encourage you to do this. In the Bible, it says, we plead with you on Christ's behalf. Be reconciled to God. Don't live as a stranger to the Father. Don't live as someone who's outside of this relationship with God. He loves you. He himself loves you and wants to know you and have a relationship with you. So I'd love to pray with you now. And if you want to do that, maybe you can pray a prayer like I'm going to say right now in this moment. Say something like this. Say, Father God, I thank you for your son, Jesus. I thank you that he took all of your anger. He took the punishment for my sin. I thank you that I can become your son. I ask that you would take me now and bring me to yourself through Jesus. Come into my life, change my life. Let me know you as my Father. Let me be known as your child. And Father, I pray for those who are praying this prayer this morning. I pray that they would be filled with a knowledge of you. I pray they'd be filled with your love, with your acceptance, that you would just fill them with your spirit, that they would really feel that they have experienced something of your love this morning. And Lord, I pray that that would not finish here today, but this would go on and on each day of their lives until they meet you face to face. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
And so it's been an amazing morning with you, and we're just trusting that the Lord will continue to grow you. And if I could ask, maybe you're a father who's battling to be a good father and that God did something in you through the worship time, or there's unforgiveness and God's broken out of that, could I encourage you to text Zoom Room to the number on the screen right now, and there'll be people waiting in different rooms to pray with you, to counsel you, to chat to you. And so I'd encourage you to go right there, right now. Don't wait. God is moving and doing some really, really cool things.
Such an incredible preach and an amazing message from both Adam and Brett. I just again wanted to reiterate, if you feel like the Holy Spirit's highlighting anything to you, if you're wanting ministry, if you want to respond to some of the stuff that was shared, please message the number below and then we will hook you up with the Zoom Room number. So we're going to go straight from the message and the preach now into our forecast for the week. Hope, won't you take us away?
Hello, Josh, Jen. Welcome to your forecast of what's happening this week. For the ladies, every Tuesday, a new session of Anchored comes out. This is where we are encouraging our identities and roles as women. So jump on our website on Tuesday for the latest updates in the current series, The Wise Woman Builds a House. Headstrong is all about mental wellness. Every Tuesday, we have a new Headstrong video coming your way. This week, we are looking at tools for beating loneliness with Kelly Breinstumpf. Check out our Facebook page for that key piece of content. Remember that our weekly online communities meet every Wednesday, so chat to your comm leaders about what's happening for you this week. Thursdays is when we release our Parenting in a Pandemic videos. This week, we've got Mac and Nordine sharing about leading your teens in a pandemic. You can catch that video on our Facebook page or under the parenting page on our website. Sundays is when our Josh Gen Kids gather online. Every Sunday, Josh Gen Kids premieres on our YouTube page at 7 a.m. Josh Gen Kids, see you there.
Thanks, Hope. And so now we have something super exciting to announce. Who's this next message for? It's not for me.
It's not for me either, but it's for you.
Those of you who've been following us since the beginning of the Incorruptible Faith series, all the way through with Almost Church, we have something very exciting that we feel has been birthed out of Incorruptible Faith and out of Almost Church, and it involves you.
Hi, I'm Andrew Setti from Joshua Generation, and we got some very exciting news for many of you that have been watching our Almost Church from around the world. Now, a lot of people have kind of been saying to us, we've loved this platform. We love what we're seeing God's doing through you as Joshua Generation. And we would love to be a part of it. Is there not someone coming to our area? And we felt the Lord give us a strategy to help working with you guys to reach the areas that you're in with healthy, authentic New Testament church. Now, normally as a church, we are planting churches all the time and raising and sending those that we've equipped and that we feel are ready. But we do see in the Bible at a very key time in the history of the early church, the church had been established in Jerusalem. And under a real time of persecution, there was a scattering that spread Christians across the world. And many of these people were not equipped or in leadership roles. Many knew very little even about good theology. But God used just average people to ultimately turn the world upside down. And so while we would normally plant churches a different way, under times like this, we feel the Lord is leading us to do something similar. And COVID-19 has really given us an opportunity to reach out in a new way with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, it needs to be said, because what we're looking at, not every single church in the early church was successful. But, you know, success for me is one person coming to Jesus and coming to enjoy and understand the love of God, turning to God in salvation. And so, you know, if we start something with you in your region, if one person gets saved, we've won. But actually, we do see, even in that early church scattering, that some people went and turned entire cities upside down. One example is Philip, who was a deacon in the early church, who ended up going into an area in Samaria, and actually the entire city was turned upside down with a powerful message of the gospel. Later, we see the apostles would send teams in, and the apostles themselves would come in to try and help establish and strengthen the church, which is something we would hope to do with many of you as we work with you to start churches in your area. So God spoke to me and us as elders last year already that we need to prepare for a scattering. And I did a course last year on church planters, trying to just get our people ready to reach out beyond ourselves with the gospel. And then when Corona or COVID-19 hit us, we were in a time of incredible revival, felt like the church was exploding. And I went to the Lord in prayer and I was like, Lord, why now is this happening? And I felt the Lord tell me, what happens if the wineskin you have can't contain the growth that I want to give you? And so what we've realized is COVID-19 and our Almost Church platform has actually created a platform for us that we can now use and change how we would normally do things to reach more people with the good news of Jesus Christ. And for those of you that have found life in this platform and feeling they've just enjoyed, you're feeling a link with us, we would love to work with you with a dream of healthy New Testament churches in the hope that we could work together to try and establish something of the kingdom of God right where you are. Now, we'd love to connect with you if you are someone that's been watching us. We'd love to start something in your area. You don't need to be a guru, because Jesus uses average people like you and me. And so we would love to connect with you and explore the possibility of actually reaching your community with God's love. And all that it'll take is for you to gather some friends, to gather together in your home, invite them to your home, and we will provide help and everything that we can to see healthy churches beginning to hopefully be planted and developed in every region that God gives us. Now, I don't know how the future would look for that. You know, you might start something in your home and we might have to send someone in later if the Lord is there and the thing starts to grow. God starts to do something wonderful. But again, if one person gets saved, it'll be worthwhile. But what we are hoping to do is weekly put out our Almost Church. We might change the name, but a platform weekly where you could listen to preachers that would equip you and train you and help you understand the wonder of God and the ways of God. Secondly, we'd also try and provide worship with this platform, because many of you starting in your homes might not have a worship leader, and so we can provide worship again on our Almost Church platform. But obviously, if a leader emerges that can lead worship, we would then obviously pull that back and create space for a worship to begin to happen in a more living, active way. Also, training and manual for how to, you know, basic steps on how to start in your home, the things that you would need to do, how to gather, you know, and really try and give you practical handles on how to actually get this thing going. We also would love to provide pastoral care, and we've already appointed some of our leaders that will begin to work and partner with each one of you to give you advice, tips, prayer, and really help you navigate the way forward for the group that might gather with you. And obviously, as soon as COVID-19 ends, we would send in roving teams into your various contexts to try and strengthen you, encourage you, build a relationship with you, and supply what's lacking in your faith, or just to be a part of what Jesus is doing in your region. Now again, this might not be the normal way we do things, but in extraordinary times like this, we believe the Lord is leading us to work and act in an extraordinary way to see extraordinary results. And we're very excited about this. And so if you feel this might be something that's stirring in your heart, you want to consider the possibility of maybe partnering with us this way or working with us and trying to get something going in your home, please would you contact us. Details are on your screen right now. If you get a hold of us on one of those platforms, we'd love to hear from you, and we can start to pursue the possibility of what things could look like going forward with you in your area, and we can talk about the way forward. But the dream here is that we would see healthy churches all over the world that would look and reflect like what we read about in the New Testament, and that we would build healthy churches for the glory of God. If you want to be a part of this, please get a hold of us. We'd love to connect, love to start to build, and let's see what the Lord does with ordinary people in extraordinary times. Excited to be a part of this. Contact us and let's see where this goes.
Where's everybody gone?
Where's Dad and Tadeka?
Oh guys, it's Father's Day. Come on, let's go. Cheers everybody.
First party.